John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and I have been looking forward to this interview and to sharing this author's book with you. She is someone that I almost sound like a proud parent, but I have been a longtime fan of Calista Gould. She, anytime I see her name as a byline on any piece that's in the Des Moines Register or printed, some connection online or something like that, I'm going to stop because she has just words of wisdom. I mean, they fall like raindrops out of a summer storm sometimes. They're just so plentiful. And she has come up with an exceptional book. This is, as you folks know, I love to find what I call life resource books that I can share with you, something that I believe you will find to be of exceptional value to have in your arsenal, tools you need to get through life, get through your career, to develop yourself as a better person. I can think of no better guide than Calista Gould for you. She has a wonderful website, by the way, folks. And I'm going to mention this a time or two in the course of the conversation. The website is cultureandmanners.com. Simple as that. And in case you don't know, Calista is a certified etiquette instructor and founder of the Culture and Manners Institute. She's had 20 years of business experience working for global brands. I could go on, but I really want to let her do a lot of the talking about her exceptional book, The Exceptional Professional, What You Need to Know to Grow Your Career. And Calista, I never know where I'm going to start when I interview someone like you. I'm going to start at this. This seems like the kind of book, it is just rich with information, but it seems like you had, I consider creatives like you, you have rows and rows of shelves in your mind, and each shelf has tons and tons of baskets. And when you get things, you put them in an appropriate basket. And you had this one basket, you didn't even have the title for the basket yet, but it became the Exceptional Professional Basket. Tell us about the journey to when this book simply had to manifest itself and why.
Well, first of all, John, I appreciate that introduction. That was wonderful. And you know, the thing I like about you is that you speak in metaphors, too. And that's actually a really great thing. I think I included
Thank you.
Something about that in the chapter in public speaking, is to use metaphors. But anyway, where did this come from? It was kind of the book that I wish somebody would have handed me coming out of college, or maybe after my first or second job. I kind of stumbled my way through my first few jobs, and some of the mistakes I made were just monumental. and so I wish somebody would have told me a few of the things I learned along the way the hard way. Just simple things like asking questions and how to navigate office, workplace situations and different people and that kind of thing.
Well, you've got a fantastic book. It's broken up into chapters and then sub-chapters in this, and it does. It has all the stuff. It has meetings, table manners, alcohol, entertaining, professional attire, public speaking, the right stuff, W-R-I-T-E, workspaces, travel, interviewing. This is all stuff. Yes, if you want to really bless a graduating college student that you know, someone, maybe it's your own child, get this book for them. This is a how's how to negotiate the waters they're going to be swimming in very shortly. The thing I love about this book of yours is that you're right. We need to separate fact from fantasy. Because now the reason I say that is the fantasy right now, social media is running rampant. Entertainment, when it comes to TV, any kind of media, is just like no holds barred. Here's what goes on. That's the fantasy. The reality is that is not what you're going to be walking into the workplace.
Oh, true. Very true. You know, the one thing I'm learning about LinkedIn, which is kind of the social media for business people to connect, is that LinkedIn is really a big love fest. That's where you really just compliment and just support each other. And the funny thing about that is I've had at least three sales come-ons this week on LinkedIn, and it just doesn't work.
Yes. There's a good place to park for a second and let you kind of expand with some of the content and some of the advice you give in your book. Now I'm going to lose my train of thought, but the thought was there's a time and a place for everything. So, and LinkedIn right now, like you said, the Love Fest concept, I believe it's always good to compliment people. Don't make it false compliments. Make it real. And if you can't, be minimal or be quiet. But talk about why your book separates itself from the cacophony of sound that's out there. I mean, let's go right down to basics. I'm amazed when I write a simple thank you note that I send through the United States Postal Service to someone, what a response I get from someone.
Oh, yes, because writing thank you notes is kind of a lost art. And one of the things that separates this book is, well, first of all, the stories. You know, there are a lot of very funny stories, and I tend to like disaster stories, so there are a lot of disaster stories in this book and about, you know, people in business, and they're not stories that are grabbed out of the headlines or off the internet. They are all either told to me or things that I personally experienced, because there's nothing that bothers me more than a fake internet story, and you can kind of tell them when you read them. But it's the stories, but also, to your point, oh, I lost my train of thought here.
I'm derailing you left and right.
No, the thank you note. Other books don't go out there and say, here's how you write a thank you note. And it's very simple. It's, you know, three lines. It's thank you for the whatever. The thank you for lunch. Thank you for taking me out to lunch. Thank you for helping me on a project. Thank you for mentoring me. Thank you for being a great boss. Or, you know, when you leave a company, you don't think to thank your people that you worked for when you leave a company, and thank the person that hired you. You know, I'm looking forward to this job. You know, nobody thinks about the acceptance letter in addition to when you get hired. And so, but the thank you note, the first line is thank you for the item, whatever it is. The second line is what it meant to me. You know, lunch was delicious. It was nice to get away from the office, whatever. And then the third thing is thank you again. And so it's very simple. Three lines. And because I think the problem with thank you notes is people put them off.
Oh.
And they're intimidated. You know, some people don't like to write. And it's like, no, you're overthinking this. And I think I say that to people all the time. Don't overthink this.
Yep.
You know, when you take your photo for LinkedIn, don't wait 2 years until you get a professional photographer. Get a phone and a wall and take your photo. Don't overthink this.
Make it happen. Calista Gould is my guest right now. I mean, there is just such a world of content and themes that we could explore. We don't have the time to do it all. I do recommend, I highly recommend, in fact, go to cultureandmanners.com. That is her website. She's got a lot of great information there. In fact, something that I've done, you can sign up for the tip of the week. She gives a very simple, very fast read, tip of the week. These are little things. I think one thing that I've always gleaned from everything I've read about you is you have a very strong sense of being courteous to others. And that shines through, Calista.
Oh, thank you very much. I just think that is part of being human. You know, you have to treat people like human beings, your fellow human beings. And I guess it goes back to treat others as you would like to be treated.
Well,
you know what? Treat them better than you would like to be treated.
Exactly. And, you know, if you've got maybe a little, your cynicism gland is kind of on the rise a little bit when you're hearing some of this, folks. The honey gets more better response than vinegar is one way to look at it. But the way I like to look at it is that when you employ a lot of the techniques and the information, just simple advice, common sense that Calista offers in The Exceptional Professional, what you will find yourself doing, one, you will start living a better life for yourself. You will start working better at the career that you've chosen, but you will also start leaving a better impression, and your contact is going to be remembered by the people you come into contact with. And that is so important because you talk about, you know, the first impressions. Well, it's an ongoing impression. You never know when a chance encounter can leave a positive impression. If you have Calista's book at your hand, at your fingertips, and use that as a resource on an ongoing basis, you will be much better prepared than a lot of the people that are out there circulating in public. And me, I don't know about you, but I like to have as many things in my tool chest as possible. And you can't get much more basic than the hammer. Well, Calista's book is kind of like your hammer on culture and manners. It's The Exceptional Professional, what you need to know to grow your career. So I'll bet you never thought you'd end up having your book compared to a hammer now, did you, Calista?
No, I didn't. But again, you know, let's talk metaphors. That's always good.
Well, they keep spilling out from this little farm kid like crazy. But, you know, a lot of what you espouse, a lot of what you've, in fact, everything you've put into your book is something you have gleaned from several years of experience, of work, of studying, of research, of everything. And there is such a gift to something like The Exceptional Professional that you can't find in any other source, folks. Calista kind of does it all for you. So all the heavy lifting has been done. So take advantage of her expertise. It's kind of like you've got Calista as your personal companion, your sage. Use it wisely.
Wow, that's a big task.
Well, it is. Cultureandmanners.com is the website for Calista. Get signed up for her tip of the week. Find out more about this and check out your local independent bookseller. The good places like Beaverdale Books, etc., are going to have this. You can, of course, order the book through cultureandmanners.com. What are some of the things I missed? Pull out a couple of gems, if you would, that you know you think that, okay, we can't learn everything in one fell swoop. What are some basic things that the graduate should maybe prepare herself or himself for as they step into seeking that first job?
One of my favorite sections is the one on professional dress. And I took a really different approach to it because so many people are very sensitive about this issue. I mean, when I get up in front of an audience in a suit and I start to talk professional dress, I can tell there are several people in the audience saying, I hope she doesn't want us to make us dress like she does. So I talk about professional dress from a casual workplace standpoint, but also, you know, I kind of grew up with the John T. Malloy and my father talking about that all the time, you know, reading the John T. Malloy books. And so I understand that whole perspective of, you know, you wear a suit and you wear a jacket to command authority, and I think that's still true. But one of the things that I tell about is a college professor who kind of turned my whole idea of professional dress on its ear when I asked her, you know, Do you wear suits every day? I said, you always look so nice. Do you wear suits so your students will respect you? And she said, no, I wear suits out of respect for my students.
Wow.
Now, think of it. Yes. And, you know, here I am, the etiquette instructor, always saying, you know, be aware and attentive to the people around you. And here's a college professor, you know, taking me to school on this issue. And that really is it, that we never think of professional dress in that light. How do we do it? How do we dress out of respect for others? Because everybody thinks about professional dress from their own viewpoint. You know, what do I like to wear? What looks good on me? And you never think about that dressing for others rather than yourself.
Well, that is a wonderful way to wrap up a conversation that is much too short for all the incredible information you've squeezed into the exceptional professional, what you need to know to grow your career. And let's just say it's for your career in life. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for another job, if you're looking to get out into the world as an artist, anything like that. This book is filled with great information. Calista has done a masterful job, and I expected nothing less than this. In fact, she's over-delivered as far as I'm concerned, but you can never over-deliver when it's content that will help you improve yourself. And thank goodness we have a Calista Gould in our lives, folks. You are wise enough to listen to this, which means you're wise enough to go to cultureandmanners.com, find out more about Calista, what she does, where she's doing it, about her book. You can get the book there. Go to your local independent bookseller, of course, and get your copy of it. But, you know, I am glad I signed up for the tip of the week because it kind of like gives me that daily dose of Calista. She keeps that, you know, little whispering. She's kind of become my Jiminy Cricket, so to speak. And through the exceptional professional, she's going to be the best darn Jiminy Cricket you could ever hope to have on your, let's say, life resource bookshelf. Calista, let's just consider this the start of a dialogue because we've just barely touched on some things, and I think we could have some fun by being more specific down the road. And I hope that if you're open for it, I'm certainly open for it.
Oh, sure. I would love that.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on this book. We are the ones who are the beneficiaries. So folks, get out and get your copy of Calista Gould's The Exceptional Professional. You will be a much better person for having done so. Calista, take care and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me on.